Hello, Chicago.
A roaring crowd in Chicago celebrating the election night victory of hometown hero Barack Obama. That was election night in 2008. And now, nearly a decade later, Chicago mostly is thrilled to be home to the Obama Center Presidential Library. But not everyone still has that election night enthusiasm from a decade ago.
That library cannot and should not be built without a community benefits agreement.
That's Jeanette Taylor. She's an organizer in Chicago's Kenwood, Oakland community. We'll hear more from Jeanette in just a minute. Barack Obama was a community organizer on Chicago's South Side, too. He staged sit-ins and protests with public housing tenants in the 80s, and the Obama Center is supposed to cement that legacy on the South Side of Chicago. Well, some local organizers don't buy it. They want guarantees that as property values rise, they won't be pushed out, and they want the Obama Foundation to sign an agreement setting aside low-income housing, investing in local schools, and more. We spoke to Michael Strautmanis. He's chief engagement officer for the Obama Foundation. Strautmanis told us that so-called community benefits agreements aren't the right answer.
There are some folks who are asking for this agreement, but they don't represent the entire community. This is a community that has seen disinvestment and underinvestment for decades, generations. And so I've heard from homeowners in this neighborhood who are really excited that they are finally starting to reclaim the value in the asset that they have.
Let's go back to Jeanette Taylor now. Jeanette is education organizer for the Kenwood Oakland community, and she's been warning that the Obama Library is going to gentrify her community and push renters out. Jeanette is one of the leaders fighting for protections.
I live in a community where there's been disinvestment in this community for years. While the thought of honoring the legacy of our first Black president is an honor, it's wrong to displace Black folks. And for our president to say that gentrification is not happening is incorrect.
Why are you willing to get in the ring with the foundation of the former president over this?
I was pushed out of Bronzeville. And the reasoning was for it was being gentrified as well, and so there's no rent cap. Willon is a little bitty Black community where maybe for the last 6 or 7 years it's been predominantly Black. After the announcement of the presidential library, you've seen double digits of white, Asian, and Latino folks move into the community now that we're going to get the Obama Library. And so this is a community that doesn't have a quality grocery store. The grocery store is the corner store that sells Flamin' Hots and juice and chips. The only thing that we really have in Woodlawn is an Aldi. And so there's disinvestment in this community, and now all of a sudden that we're going to get the library, my landlord is going to be forced to raise rents, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to pay it.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit, because you're not the first person, of course, to bring this up. The Obama Foundation people say that the center is a community benefit. They say it's $2 billion of investment in a place where, let's face it, there's not a whole lot of economic activity. So you mentioned it. People get building contracts. People in the community get jobs. Minorities, women, all guaranteed jobs. Is it that you don't buy it, or that you think that doesn't go far enough? What's your response when the foundation people say, look at all this economic opportunity pouring into the neighborhood?
Anybody who really wants to protect that Black community would get it in writing. And community benefits agreements is a demand of the community to make sure that we protect it. Systematically, we've seen when investment comes to Black community, especially in Chicago, especially when it comes to University of Chicago and the city of Chicago, we've seen them make investments in communities and push the very people that they are supposed to serve. And so I'm not buying it. I'm just not buying it. And the thought that our ex-president was a community organizer, he should clearly understand why the community wants this. And this is not about just President Obama. This is about the foundation. This is about the University of Chicago, and this is about the city of Chicago. Now they're talking about $175 billion for road improvements. Where's that money going to come from? That money comes off the taxes that I already pay. And so if I've already invested in this library, I should have a right to live there and say what the foundation and the city and the university should be doing to protect folks like me.
Now, you mentioned the community benefit agreement. You went through one or two of the details. Talk about that agreement. You said it's a list of demands that are important. What's inside that?
just us getting an ordinance to say that there's a property tax freeze, that the jobs that will come through this library will be given to the folks in Woodlawn, a good percentage of it. Just regular common sense protections, that we won't be kicked out of homes and landlords won't be able to raise the rent or kick folks out. I live in a community where there's a lot of low income and working families. A lot of us are already working one and two jobs just to keep our head above water. This library coming with no protection says we're gone, we're kicked out. And so how fair is that? Look at the statistics of 2000 to 2015. You've had about 60,000 black folks leave the city of Chicago. Why? Because we cannot afford to live here. And this presidential library is just going to make it worse.
Now, you questioned the former president directly about this, didn't you, at the meeting that you did go to?
I did.
What happened?
Basically, that we're not going to make any money is what he said, and that a community benefits agreement would tie him to certain organizations, and organizations would be popping up out of the blue to, you know, be a part of the community benefits agreement. And it means he's just out of touch and don't get it, because a community benefits agreement is not with certain organizations. It's with the residents in Woodlawn and South Shore to be protected and not be pushed out of their neighborhoods.
Well, Jeanette, I don't have to tell you that you're going up against someone who's extremely popular, not only with a lot of Americans, but really with probably most people in Chicago. People mad at you for pushing back on Barack Obama and his foundation in this way? You catch blowback for fighting back like this?
Of course, but what is Obama's moral obligation to the same folks who got him in office? Remember, he was a community organizer here, and he was an elected official. So those same folks that he worked to protect, he's now going to mistreat? No, I don't think so. He has a moral obligation to make sure that we get a community benefits agreement. And whatever came to us as black folks, it's easier to stand by and allow this to not happen. But I'm just going to speak up because I don't want to be displaced. I have 5 children, 3 who currently live with me. I have a 65-year-old mother who is retired from Chicago Public Schools. And in her last days, I don't want to uproot her. I'm not going to move, and I'm going to fight for us to stay.
Jeanette Taylor, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
You're more than welcome.
Jeanette Taylor is education organizer of the Kenwood Oakland Community Organization in Chicago.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.